I think this is the largest group we've ever had. Somehow we're managing to find more chairs.
Yes.
But I want to begin tonight, before our exercises, to share with you a letter from a man in the U.S. and to invoke the divine presence this evening, because this is a sacred gathering. And many of you are telling me of your experiences, which are absolutely extraordinary. This one is something I've never received before. This man is a musician, and he composes music to Sri Aurobindo's poems. It'll take a few minutes. That night I lay down as usual, when after some time a dream started. It is not unusual for me that I become aware of the dreaming and do not wake up, but stay with the dream, and that is what I did here. In the dream I found myself in the French Alps. I saw great big mountains with snow caps. What a beautiful sight to see. The air was so clear and colors so crisp that its beauty could stop your mind at once. Next, I noticed a little chapel out of stone, very solid sandstone built. Now inside that chapel, looking out through the big arched windows, or I would better say openings, as there was no glass in these side windows. One was extra big, and there was colored glass in that one, or what looked like colored glass. The daylight flooding through this opening was so clear and so touching, the most beautiful morning sun I can remember, crisp, crystal clear air, a little cold. I was feeling that air and light on my skin. A voice was now telling me that it was 400 BC. I thought, how strange that I have been told the time, 400 BC. Now I hear music, beautiful music, nothing I have ever heard before like that. I stayed with the music as long as I could and took it all in. The dream faded. I tried to hold on to it, but soon opened my eyes to find myself right where I started, in bed. When I looked at my watch, I could not see clear. Things were moving in front of my eyes. In attempt to get up, I found out that my sense of balance was not good, and things were moving up and down in front of my eyes now. I stayed in bed, and after a little, the dizziness got much better, and I could get up without risking a fall. Later that evening, before meditation, I told my trusted friend, Brian, about my experience. Brian is a monk since 45 years. Anyway, he asked me some questions about the music. He wanted a description, and I told him that it sounded sweet to my ears, not much tonal movement at all, but much like layers of sound, not what you usually hear on the radio anyway. I did not know what instrument could produce a sound like that. Some months later, when I was helping at the Sri Aurobindo Om Conference on opening day, there was an Om choir to be assembled. I was never part of a choir like that. When the whole thing started after some instructions and voice warm-up, I was floored. There it was, the instrument that makes the sound I heard in my dream. About 100 people singing, making the sound Om. That assembled instrument made the same sounds I was hearing in my dream back then. The rest is personal, but how beautiful an experience. So we begin, as always, with our warm-up exercises. Exercises. Because it is descending and it is transforming us and our world. I just received a letter today inviting me to Nairobi, to the United Nations, to give an Om choir there in the opening ceremony. People are starting all over the world, and I ask you, wherever you live, begin an Om choir. We'll give you the DVDs. I'll bring many DVDs to start that have the exercises, and we will even have an Om choir DVD in not too long a time. So now we go into our practice of listening to each other, and we'll start where I have most of the men here. So this quadrant, and then just this quadrant like this, we'll do it. remember our notes? Let's try it. Divine love governing the world. Together with spiritual power of healing, to begin our first Om.
Thank you. from Savitri. All now has changed, yet all is still the same. The world I inhabit and the God I adore, lo, all these beings in this wonderful world, let us give joy to all, for joy is ours.
Glorious multiple of one radiant self, answering to joy with joy, to love with love. All there were moving mansions of God bliss. Eternal and unique, they lived the one.
Thank you.
This too must now be overpassed and left until the highest is reached, in whom the self and world grow true and one. Till that is reached, our journey cannot cease.